From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. There's now one fewer Republican in the California governor's race. Former Sacramento area Congressman Doug Osee dropped out Monday. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, that could change the dynamics of the entire race.
Osee says he simply couldn't raise enough money to be viable, in large part because donors in the normally Republican-leaning business community think their money would be better spent on a moderate Democrat.
That's the direction many, many, many businesses are going. Exactly that calculus.
Osee raised roughly $130,000 in about a month and a half.
I had enough money to get up and down the state and look at stuff. But it's really clear to me that the donor community on the Republican side is not opening their checkbooks. They don't think there's a chance.
His departure could create a domino effect that influences which two candidates advance from the June 5th primary to the November general election. There are now five prominent Democrats in the governor's race and just two Republicans, San Diego businessman John Cox and Orange County Assemblyman Travis Allen. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
The California Supreme Court has put new limits on the lengths of juvenile sentences. A decision from a divided court Monday strikes down two 50-year sentences given to a pair of 16-year-olds convicted of rape at knife point. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford says the decision is largely based on a 2010 U.S. Supreme Court ruling.
The nation's high court found that sentencing juveniles to life in prison without opportunity for parole is cruel and unusual punishment, a violation of the Eighth Amendment. Four of California's seven Supreme Court justices say sentences that would leave the defendants near the end of their expected lives are similarly unconstitutional.
Three dissenting judges, including the Chief Justice, say the U.S. Supreme Court never intended a blanket ban on 50-year sentences for juveniles. The state court's ruling does not declare the maximum length of prison time juveniles can be given. Find these stories and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.